Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hearts are receptive to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we just want to love on you tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any word of sin that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. You to know we appreciate you. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. He is worthy. To be lifted up. Hallelujah. We ought to give thanks unto God. Hallelujah. Simply because of who he is. Praise God on today. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, amen. Get ready to call that number on your screen. Praise God. Because we've been to open up the throne with our testimonies and prayer requests on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We hope you are ready. Hallelujah. To receive the word of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Amen. As we always do, Psalms 100, reading out of the King James Version. Praise God. We've been reading out of the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Amen. But tonight, amen, we're going to go to the King James Version. Praise God. Hallelujah. And by now, amen, those of you that have been tuned in since May 11th, praise God, hallelujah, should know it by now. Praise God, almost by heart. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all you things. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be faithful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always say to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Praise God. We always say that, praise God, because it don't do no good to read. Hallelujah. It don't do no good to hear it. Praise God if you don't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. And in this particular scripture, this scripture is telling us the attitude we're supposed to have. Hallelujah. When we come before the throne of the Lord. Praise God. We're supposed to have an attitude of gratitude. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're supposed to show the Lord that we appreciate him for everything he's done, everything he's doing, everything that he don't do. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to show the Lord, hallelujah, our appreciation for him and everything that he's done in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But that's the issue is we're not doing that enough. We're not praising him enough, hallelujah, about what he's already done. But we said he asked him to do something else. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not showing God we appreciate what he already done. Hallelujah. But you're asking God to do more. Glory to God. In order for him to do more, he has already have done something. Hallelujah. He said, you ain't told me thank you. Hallelujah, for what I've already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You complained about it. Hallelujah. You mumbled about it. Hey, man, why am I in this situation? Praise God. I'm molding and shaping you in this situation. Bless the name of the Lord. But you can't see it. Praise God. Therefore, you don't praise me. You don't thank me. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything I've done in your life, even though the word tells you that all things are working together for your good, hallelujah, you won't praise me. You won't magnify me. You won't, hallelujah, lift me up. Oh, yeah, you might say amen while you're on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might say hallelujah while you're on the line. Praise God, because you're being hyped up. But when you're off the line, praise God, do you praise me? Do you praise me throughout the day with your lips? Do you praise me throughout the day with your life? Praise God, hallelujah. Do you praise me in spirit and in truth? Do the people at work, do they know you say? Or would it be a shock? Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you given out the prayer up there, church? Maybe you ain't gave it out because you don't want to blow your cup. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you one of them undercover Christians. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you saved when you in church and you saved when you're on the line. Hallelujah. But are you saved? Hallelujah. Outside of that environment. Praise God. Does your life reflect that you say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Worshiping him ain't just saying hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worshiping him, amen, is walking upright. Hallelujah. When worshiping him is that being different, being set apart. Hallelujah. Worshiping him is walking the walk. Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not just on Sundays, not just in church. Not when you're in the presence of the other church folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But are you worshiping him? Amen. All day. Hallelujah. All night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you worshiping when you're walking down the street and you see somebody home? Or you pass them up and say, you should have got a job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you forgot when you were talking. And God took somebody to give you something to eat, but you're going to pass up the next thing. Glory to God, and tell him he needs to get his own. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. You forgot where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. That's why you refuse to praise him. You want to praise him in spirit. You want to praise him in truth. Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord said, I don't want no fake praise. It's time out for cold kisses. Hallelujah. And fake praises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Undercover praise. You praise me when you're around. Hallelujah. People, this is how you act around us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how you act when you ain't around. Hallelujah. Amen. People like us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you really worshiping God? Hallelujah. Or is your living in vain? Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you can't show them an attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, because, amen, you just not living that life, glory to God. Maybe this is a hot, glory to God. I don't know where this is coming from, glory to God, but the Lord is saying, maybe this is a hot. Maybe this is a part-time thing you do. Glory to God, hallelujah. But being, hallelujah, amen, a child of God ain't a hot. Being a child of God is how you live your life. It's more than even a lifestyle. It's how you live. It's how you breathe, praise God, hallelujah. It's more than a few amens and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a complete lifestyle change, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. You change how you treat people, hallelujah. You change how you act towards other folks. Hallelujah, praise God. You forgive those, amen, that you wouldn't forgive at first. You begin to turn the other cheek and pray for those who spitefully use you. Glory to God, hallelujah. But some of us, amen, ain't doing that, glory to God. Some of us are still doing the same thing we used to do. Hallelujah, amen. We just saved a couple hours out of the day. Glory to God, hallelujah. We just saved a couple hours out of the week. The Lord say, amen, it's just time for us. It's time for you to take on the full time for this. Hallelujah. God say, I'm tired of being somebody's part-time lover. Glory to God. I ain't no weekend lover, the Lord say. I ain't no nighttime lover, the Lord say. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord say, I'm husband material. I ain't no booty call. Glory to God. You either giving your all to me or I don't want nothing at all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we come to the throne of grace, now that we got the phone lines open, praise God. When we come to the throne of grace tonight, we need to come, hallelujah, with a proper attitude tonight. Praise God. We need to come with the attitude of gratitude. We need to come and show God our appreciation for everything he's done in our life. Praise God. And we need to just not show it just when we're on the line. We need to show it when we're off the line. We need to walk the walk. We need to talk the talk. Strangers need to point us out and say, you must be a child of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time out for part-time lovers and weekend lovers. Glory to God. God say, I'm a full-time God. I need your full-time attention. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you got a testimony, a sincere, the Lord's sake, testimony, a sincere prayer request on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one? Amen. On tonight. Glory to God.
So blessed, it's your time, it's your time, it's your time, it's your time. I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank the Lord for you, Pastor Corey, Brother Andre, Sister Alberta, Mother Crystal, Sister Annette, and Alberta, Mother Mother Teresa, Mother Annette, Mother Virgie, Mother Yolanda, Mother Brian, my cousins, my family, you all. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Go get you a blessing. That's all I got to say.
I want to thank
Amen.
The Lord for waking me up. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, throwing me up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please go in the nursing home and the hospital, the jails, the prison. Please, Father God, touch all the Marie families. Father God, touch all the homeless, all those at home that might be suffering. Please, Father God, take care of all of us. Help us. Send down your blessings. Please, Father God, take care of Linda and Giovanni. Please, Father, they need you. Father, we all need you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Do we have any other testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Brother Andre, I got a testimony.
Amen. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank God because this truly is the day that he has made, and I'm just rejoicing and being glad in it. I just thank God for this prayer line for you, Brother Andre, for Brother Apostle, and I thank you for all the men and women on this prayer line. You guys have truly been a blessing. You guys are have been very encouraging, and I just thank God how good he has been to us, that he spared our life and let us see another day. And it's new mercy. Every time he wakes us up, it's new mercy. And I just thank and praise him on the day, and I just want to give him all the honor and all the glory that's due to him. And I just ask you guys to pray my strength to the Lord and pray for my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God, amen, for Matthew on the line on tonight. Amen. Praise God with that fiery testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord on today. Amen. We thank God for all the testimonies and prayer requests that have gone up before the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. If you didn't get your opportunity, amen, to testify, amen, we will be opening up, hallelujah, the floor again immediately following the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you will get your opportunity. Praise God, later on in the program. Praise God. Right now, we're going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, hallelujah, we're going to hear a selection. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift your name up. Hallelujah, Lord. We glorify your word to be praised on today. Hallelujah. Word is to be lifted up. Hallelujah, God. No, there is no God beside you, no God like you. Hallelujah. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We come before you to worship you, to adore you on today. Hallelujah. praise God on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to know how much we love you and how much we appreciate you for each and everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you've gotten to do it to this Lord. Hallelujah. You have heard forever. It has gone up before your throne. We thank you, Lord, for hearing those requests. And we thank you, Lord, for honoring those requests, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name. Touch the man of God on tonight. As he gets ready to come forth and preach your word. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. To preach your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do, everything that you are about to say. The revelation knowledge that you are about to put in our spirit, Lord, we thank you for. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Like he said, he's worthy. Hallelujah on today to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah on today to be lifted up. He is truly worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you just joining us, this is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been going since May 11th. Amen. And we ain't going to stop until the Lord, hallelujah, tell us to. Amen. And bringing that word almost every night. Hallelujah. Since, hallelujah, May 11th. Amen. It's none other, praise God, amen, than the leader, the pastor of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, which is based out of Long Beach, California, over there on the West Coast. Hallelujah. They are most definitely in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, as he would say, my brother, hallelujah, from another mother. Amen. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle. Amen. Elden A. Curry, praise God. He is about to come forth and bring forth a word right after, hallelujah, we have the selection on today. How many of you know, no matter what's going on, hallelujah, no matter what the situation is, praise God, hallelujah, that we, amen, are going to be all right. Bless the name. Hallelujah. Of the Lord on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We're having a couple of technical difficulties here. Bless the name of the Lord, amen. Praise God. There we go. We gonna be all right. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah.
It gets so hard, just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, miles will
stay in the house.
You're trying to rise up. Got terrible skies,
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality.
Bullying,
troubling days.
Show me the appearance of people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the dark.
Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know after the night, we gon' be alright.
get from me, I knew he would.
It gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I received every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, we believe ya.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't lose no sleep over it.
Oh, no.
Just believe and receive every word that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hands up.
We gon' be alright.
Hallelujah. Just give him worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Oh, no.
He got everything under control. To tell one who did.
We gon' be alright.
Good God.
Somebody give God a praise tonight. It's going to be
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you know your spirit? It's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, tonight we got to know, amen, that no matter what's going on, that it's going to be all right for those of us who trust God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We ain't got no choice in the matter. Glory. We got to trust God. Hallelujah. We got to hold on. Amen. But we ain't got nobody else to hold on to. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have nothing else to hold on to but him. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On tonight, giving honor to God and amen, who gives my life tonight. Give reverence and honor to the anointing of God that is on my life tonight. Give reverence to my brother, amen, my dear brother from another mother, amen. Amen. I praise God for him tonight. Elder Andre, somebody give God praise. Amen. For
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Amen. And thank you to everyone that's up under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. I send love, peace, and blessings out to everyone tonight. I kind of wanted to have, we're going to hit some scripture tonight, but I kind of want to have a family discussion tonight, and I want to hear some input, some feedback back tonight concerning what God has shown you about this vaccine. Amen. I know what the Lord has spoken, and I know what the Lord has said. I just want us to rest in what God is telling us. Come on here, somebody. We got to rest in what God is telling us right now, because I mean, you know, that's the only thing that's going to keep us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because all the promises in him, all the promises in him are yea and amen, which means yes, and so be it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So, amen. I'm thankful tonight what God is saying to us. Amen. So I wanted to get some feedback tonight on what God is showing you concerning the vaccine tonight. Amen. So I want to open the floor for discussion tonight. Amen. And Also look at the scripture, whatever scripture God has given you to back it up. We're going to look into that tonight, too. See, that's the blessing of being in the fellowship, because, amen, I don't know nowhere where the pastor would, the apostle would really allow anyone to open up and say what the Lord has shared with him concerning the vaccine, the situation. Amen. Even though I know God speaks to me all the time, it's just a blessing to be able to bring God's people in so we can fellowship together. Somebody said together.
Together.
Yeah. I mean, know that you get a greater understanding when we all can come what? Together. Amen. So, you know, it builds us. Amen. It makes us stronger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we all supposed to be seeing the same thing and thinking the same thing. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Shouldn't be nobody thinking different. Amen. We should all be thinking as one. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's what the Lord prayed for. Yahshua prayed that the Father would make us one. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what's going to give us victory over the enemy when he sees that we're one. And then he see that he can't divide us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what brings fear in the enemy, amen. That people want to know how can we defeat the enemy, amen. We can defeat him by being one. Come on here, somebody. Because that's what he don't want.
Hallelujah.
He don't want no one.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to give him what he don't want. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So tonight... who would like to kick off a start of the discussion about what God has shown them about the vaccine?
I would, Bishop.
Okay, daughter, go ahead, Prophet.
Well, Bishop, God told me about this in 2019, that his wrath was going to come up on this nation. And when they talked about COVID come out, I didn't fear it because the Lord gave me Psalms 91:10. He said, no evil should befall thee, and no plague should come now dwelling, no pestilence. So I'm just trusting in what God say, and I'm standing on his word. I'm not standing on what the government said about the vaccine and all that, because I know it's a setup. Set it up. I know what they up to. And I know the trick of the enemy, and I know they didn't. Only way the vaccine, only way you get spirit and you get caught up in it because you ain't trusting God. And my trust is in the Lord. So I'm not worried about the vaccine and I'm not worried about what the government said. And I'm going to be obedient to God and I'm going to be obedient to the man of God. Because God said, I'm speaking to my prophets. And you've been telling, you've been talking to us about this for a long time. You've been telling us about this way back when before it all happened. So I'm just standing on God's word, and I got a vaccine, but I got a vaccine of the Holy Ghost. And I know that God is great, is greater than this world. So I'm just trusting him and believing in what God tell me. And that's all I got
praise
to say.
God, amen. Somebody give God a
hallelujah.
Praise, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, amen, let's go to Psalms 91, amen, because, amen, you know, God don't ever give you a word without a scripture to stand on. Come on here, somebody, amen. If God give you a word, he's going to give you a scripture to go with it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost said, amen. Somebody attack that in their spirit. If God speaks a word to you, he going to give you a word to back it up. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the word bears witness with itself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is never against himself. If he speak a word to you, he going to give you a scripture to back it up because we got to have something to fall. Oh, God, I hear you, Lord. Hallelujah. God said, that's why I give you a scripture.
to back up my word so you can have something to stand on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So let's go to Psalm 91. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know that when he was talking to me in Psalms 91, I heard Psalms 91, 6 and 7. And also 10 and 11. I heard 6 and 7, 10 and 11. Wow. Hallelujah. Is everybody in Psalms 91?
Hallelujah. Amen.
And so Psalms 91, as a matter of fact, let's begin at verse 5. Is everybody ready? It says, and the word of the living God, it says, and you would not feel the terror of night. He says, you would not feel the terror of night. And then he says, nor the arrow that flies by day. So that lets me know that God is saying for us not to fear nothing. Because once you fear, then the enemy has a place in you. That's why the Bible says, give no place to the devil. So we give place to the devil when we fear. And what are we fearing? His report. Come on here, somebody. That's why it's so important to know whose report you believe in. We got to know that we're standing on God's report. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. His report says we are healed. Come on here, somebody.
No.
So we should be rebuking sickness like we rebuke the devil. Come on here, somebody. Because sickness comes from the enemy. Come on here, somebody. So if God's report says we are healed, then we should not believe any other report that interfere with the report that is already spoken over us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And many of us that are caught up in this virus is caught up because of fear. Remember what Job said? Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come up on me. Come on here, somebody. That's why the first thing that God says is don't fear. Come on here, somebody. Because he knows once we fear, it makes us vulnerable to the enemy. That's why he says in Psalm 91 and 5, you will not fear the terror of night. Because how many know that demons be lurking at night? How many know?
Amen.
That's when the enemy is doing his little vandalism at night. Come on here, somebody. He's a night rambler. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why many of us, God have us at a specific time to pray, because there be demons and unclean spirits lurking at a certain time. They have a certain time frame where they operate. Come on here, somebody. Witches and warlocks and those who practice divination, they have a certain time that they try to work their spells and whatnot. Hallelujah. But how many know that God is working while the enemy working? God is also working. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what he is doing. It says, now the arrow that flies by day. So we got to watch out for the arrows that's flying at that's flying by day. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But that's why the word of God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. We got to wrap ourselves up in the promises of God. And then verse 6 says, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Nor the plague that destroys at midday. Is anybody looking at this?
Amen.
Amen. He says the plague would not be able to destroy you. Come on, this about it. So there's a plague, which is the virus that is working in the earth realm right now. And God is allowing it to work. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say God is allowing it to work.
God is allowing it to work.
Because how many of you know that nothing happened without God's consent? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it's happening, it is only happening because God is allowing it to happen. Come on here, somebody. How many know God can shut down anything he wants to anytime he wants to? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When you got all power, then that means no power can operate without your authority. I don't know if somebody caught that, just that what the Holy Ghost said. He said, when you got all power, no power can operate without your authority. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hey, God, yes, Lord, I feel you on that. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. See, we forget who's really in control. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy got us so off focus, amen, that we're not looking at the God we serve, glory to God, is still in charge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I tell about that neighbor. He still got all power. Hallelujah. Counsel, I tell about the neighbor. He still got all power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He still got it. Come on here, somebody. He ain't lost none. Nobody has taken anything from him. He still has all power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then look at verse 7. Says, he says, 1,000 shall fall at your side. Come on here, somebody. 1,000 may fall at your side. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
What is it saying, Apostle? He's saying everybody will die around you and you will still be COVID-free. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the blood still works. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory. And then it says, 10,000 at your right hand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
He says, but. Somebody said but.
But.
Now, up until this point, he said 1,000 may fall at your side. Come on here, somebody. In other words, people be falling, dropping dead all around you. You be wanting to say, well, you know, it ain't touching me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm still here, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then it says 10,000 at your right hand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you saying, wait a minute, but I'm still here, though. But then it says, but it will not come near you. Why? Because of the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Because of the blood of Ukuyanabasando. Because God is saying, I have commanded nothing to touch you. You better give God a praise, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse 10. Matter of fact, no, we're going to go up to verse 9. It says, if you say the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling. Verse 10, no harm take you. Come on here, somebody. No harm will overtake you. Come on here, somebody. In other words, you know, nothing will be able to come up on you suddenly where you can't be able to fight it off or nothing. In other words, God is saying you won't be touched by nothing. Come on here, somebody. No harm will overtake you. Come on here, somebody. No disaster will come near your tent. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And verse 11 says, for he will command. Oh, God, I'm here to stir your spirit tonight. In the Holy Ghost. God says, I'm giving my angels command to protect you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the virus can't touch us. Because God has commanded his angels to be. No, no, you better not touch them. I mean, you can touch everybody but them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you're going to give God a shout, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody needs to tell the Lord, thank you tonight, glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey! Stop. It's not by accident that you're not touched. Hallelujah. It's not no coincidence that you haven't been touched. God has commanded that you don't get touched. Somebody better tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't you glad that God gave his angel charge over you? Amen. He has commanded his angel concerning you. Amen. To guard you. That word guard means to make sure no harm, no hurt come to you. That word guard means that whatever they got to do to make sure no hurt come to you, they going to do it. Come on there, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, your angel is ready to get down if you have to. Come on here, somebody. Because he's been commanded by the Almighty that nothing is to happen to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else?
Hallelujah.
That God is spoken to concerning the virus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
I thank God for hearing the word of God. I just thank God. On yesterday, I had an appointment to go to the doctor, and when I got back, I was really tired because I was out there yesterday. But I do have a testimony because, I have caregivers and different people working with me and working over me. And, we can't be close to each other, because of the virus. But God said, be serpents, be smart. I want to say it right. Be wise as a serpent. I believe I'm saying it. And be smart as a dove. So I've been praying to God about this. I beg your pardon?
Yeah, harmless as a dove. Amen.
Okay, thank you. But, I've been praying about the situation because when this stuff came out, I believe it's one of the plagues, that God spoke about. And he wants us to go in prayer. And, I have caregivers, and they're like first line. They're on the first line, And I've been praying about it because now I believe that the enemy, things is being set up for the Antichrist. And Apostle, you could tell me if I'm wrong. As you look at it, all the stuff was foretold in the Bible that these things were going to happen. We're not going to notice weather from the summer and all that's going on, over in Hawaii, different things going on. Over in Haiti, there's earthquakes, and they saying it's happening where we didn't think it was. But I'm just saying, I've been praying about this, and I said, Lord, you know better than anybody knows about this virus, because you is in control. And I told God, I said, God, if it's meant for me, I'm going to get it. If it's meant for us, we gonna get it. But like Apostle said, that you have to permit it to happen to us. So I prayed about it, and I prayed, and the enemy want us to be scared, like Apostle said. He want us to be fearful. So since the fearful thing, and he made us to hurt, he made all our senses to work, touch, feel, smell, see, hear. He made all, he gave us this. So we have to feel. We have to hear. We have to know what's going on. Because he said, be aware. So I said, Lord, I'm going out here because they commanded me. Well, we have to be over you. We have to do things for your body. We have to take care of you. So I asked the Lord about it. So when I got there, the doctor never set the elevator. This is different. So he got out my name because they had dropped all my paramedic care doctors. And this is a testimony. Everything was dropped. And Ms. Elena worked so hard, and I had some people already I've been dealing with. So God told me, call them to say to drop everything. I'm in a situation where I need this care. So I called the people that I know of, and Ms. Elena spoke to us, and they said, well, we finna get you a primary care doctor. And everybody know that they have to sign for whatever you need, even the eye doctor. So after I went down and he came and introduced himself, I said, this is weird. The reason I said it was weird because I had to go up on the second floor to see my new doctor. And I went up there, he did everything professional. And my caregiver was just telling me, take the shot because we got to work with you. And when I prayed and stuff, and they set me up for the shot for Friday. And when they came in there, they said, we don't give no shot to every Thursday. I didn't have to take the shot. I'm believing in God for him to turn this situation around. But we better be believers that God, when he say something, and he know, like Apostle said, he know everything before we do. He know. He know this was going to happen. And he gives some of us vision and knowledge. I seen it before it happened, y'all. I seen what's going on. And he let me see it, but because I wasn't thinking, I had to think a month after it was going on. I said, wow, this is a dream, all these different countries. All these flags I'm seeing. But it was God telling me about that virus. It was going to be all over the world. He was telling me and he was showing me. That's why I say we have to be wise. And when I got down there, I had prayed so much, thought about it so much. I said, Lord, I don't want to take the shot. That's what I said. I said, so when I got there, I said, well, first thing they're going to do is stick me and go on about their business because it's over with. Once they stick me. But the girl came out and she said, we don't do no shots till Thursday. And yesterday was Friday. So I just thank God that he's working in the midst. He's in the midst. He's in the midst, y'all. We just got to keep praising him and keep thanking him in advance. We got to keep praying in advance because he said these things was going to happen. He said it was going to happen. But my thing is, back in the days, I say back in the days because I ain't no baby no more. They was talking about how that the Antichrist was going to come, how he was going to come and it was going to be how he's trying to get one world order, one president over the whole world. Can y'all imagine that? One man commanding and telling the whole world what to do. Apostle, is it all right if I speak a little bit?
Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead.
But can y'all imagine one man telling the whole world what to do? He over in China. He over in Alaska. He's over in Africa. One man, one governor, to govern the whole world. These are signs of God coming. These are signs of the Antichrist. And that's why he say don't put off the day for tomorrow. These are signs we're looking at. The changing of the weather. These are changes. These are signs that money changes. They don't want to take change no more. They doing away with the dollars in the quarter, in the 20s and the 5s and the 10s. God is on his way back. See, this thing here, my understanding is this thing is getting set up for the Antichrist. Because we, in the last days, when he comes, we're not going to be able, the people that's left ain't going to be able to buy, sell, or nothing. Without taking that mark. So we better look and see what God is trying to tell us. This is being set up, y'all. And I thank and praise God for confirmation and thank and praise God for what he's doing in my life. I make it personal. Because me and God got a personal thing. And y'all better have a personal thing with God. Because one day we're going to have to leave here. We're going to have to either meet God in the sky or we're going to go down yonder. But we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to dress light for the flight.
That's right.
Every day we got to pack our bags. Some things we got to take out of our bags because they might be a little too heavy. But some things we need to put in there. We need to put love in there. We need to put peace in there. We need to put every piece of the fruit in our bag. So when God comes, we got to be ready. We got to dress light for this flight. Okay, just anybody get in. I heard somebody say we got to get in before we fit in, but we got to fit in. First of all, we got to fit. I heard somebody say, fake it till we make it. No, we got to take it until we make it. We can't fake it. How you going to fake it when you're supposed to be doing God? We got to take
Amen.
It. That means when God was Jesus came, when he got off the throne, he came down here. Look, he had to take it. He said he made it to that cross. Until he looked
Man.
Up and he told his heavenly father, it is finished. He took it till he made it. So we can't fake it till we make it. We got to take it till we make it. We got to love
Amen.
Each other. We got to pack
Amen.
Light for the fight. We got to hold it in our mouth. We got to hold the word of Jesus in our mouth. We got to be that walking sound like Jesus said. Some people say, oh, I'm going to walk the way I want to walk. I'm going to talk the way I want to talk. Oh, let me do a little cursing. Oh, let me look angry. Let me give you some lip service. We got to do everything to represent God's saints.
Amen.
I don't hardly get on here and show out. But I got to show out. It's my turn.
Amen.
We can't fake it till we make it. Because we don't want to get up there faking it. Get up to the Lord and say, well done, my good. I mean, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take it so when we get to God, he say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I'm just telling
Amen.
You. If you don't think that this God is in the midst and he's working in these last and even days, you're very much mistaken. We think these fires going on is wrong. We think the weather is being just mean and cruel. God is in the middle of all this.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
So we got to love each other. We got to be for each other. And we got to help each other to make it. Not fake it.
Amen.
But make it.
Amen.
Take it.
Amen. Some...
Take it till we make it. Oh, God, tuck it. Jesus, tuck it. Tuck being whipped. Tuck being spit on. He tuck being stabbed in the side, and he tuck being beat till his meat came off his bones. He didn't fake it. He taked it. And we got to take it. We can't half do it. We got to put on the whole arm of God. God is in the middle. He's in the midst. God is first. We got to love on each other. This ain't time to throw the towels in. I know this might be testimony to your service, but I'm on one. Like the world say, ooh, I was on one last night. I'm on one tonight. But it's for God. God made me a speaker. And I used to wouldn't say nothing. They used to say, something wrong with that girl. Why she don't never say nothing? But I was peculiar. When they was running around talking about me. When they was saying this and that about me. I was peculiar. I was standing over in the corner looking, checking things out. And they would say, well, what's wrong with the girl? And my mom was saying, she's peculiar. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah.
And somebody give God a praise.
He qualifies. And who he qualifies,
hallelujah.
He justifies. So God called me. And he say, it ain't time for you to be quiet now. You was quiet when you was a young kid. You couldn't say nothing. My dad and them used to say, go on out of here, it's grown people in here. But it was something funny about me. When I started going on and on, I said, I wonder, did they think I have a problem? I'm saying it by myself. I wouldn't allow it to go nowhere. When I said something, they looked at me funny. But I praised the Lord even then. I went to a funeral. I sung at that funeral. Me and Yolanda Adams. She's Yolanda Adams of a mortuary out here. She sung. And the peepers and buzz, they clap. But I got up and the Lord blessed me so. The people were falling out in the funeral. They were falling out shouting. Some of them were speaking in tongues. That's how hard the Spirit of God got on them. And my husband, look, he can't wait to get on. He said, Mama, I ain't never seen nothing like that. He said they was falling out. They was slobbering out the mouth. He said they was speaking in a language. I ain't never seen. And you know what she said? Them people, you be all. She said them people all be ashamed of themselves. But she didn't know the people was feeling the Holy Ghost. They were feeling the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
And I just shook my head. My mom said, what? But they didn't know that my husband's family
No.
They didn't know that was God using the men and the women in that funeral. And I didn't even know that man was a detective. I didn't know he was a private investigator. My friend, I ran around with her for years. She never opened up her mouth to say, well, my dad is a police. Oh, my dad is a private. But when I got to that funeral, and son, I never seen nothing like it. A few months later, a woman with her husband, he was a judge out here in Compton. here come her, his wife, searching for me. I sure want her to sing in my ear. I'm going to tell you, when God put that mark on you, the enemy can't shut you down. The enemy can't shut you down, prophet. The enemy can't shut you down, Brother Andre. The enemy cannot shut you down, Sister Jackie. The enemy cannot shut you down, Sister Verity. The enemy cannot shut God's people down. Because
yes.
He said, we must work while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can work. The enemy cannot shut you down. You might as well to get in the corner and shut up. He cannot shut you down,
you.
Apostle.
Yes,
he cannot stop you. You're on the road for Christ. You is on the road for Christ.
Speak Holy Ghost. Speak Holy Ghost.
He told me, he said, preach the word. He told me. I said, God, I said, oh, I'm scared. I said, I was like a Jeremiah. I said, God, I don't know what to say. He said, speak the word. I said, God, hallelujah. Just like Jonah. I said, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to go on there. I don't want to show up, showing out. He said, open your mouth and let me speak to you. Let me speak to you, Alberta, to tell my people that I came to say what's lost. That's what he told me to tell you. He told me to tell somebody on the line who I calls, I qualify. So when I went to that funeral and got up over that man and sung over him, I thought I was going to be scared. I thought I was going to be nervous. This is a big-time detective. At first when I got, he called me, I said, ooh, I can't do that. I said, I cannot do that. I'm helping somebody. I said, I cannot get over that man. And saying, I said, when I get up there, I'm a freeze. My uncle just passed away. He had a big, up in L.A., one of the biggest, largest buildings up in there. He said, Alberta, I want you to come sing. I said, ooh, you got me coming way up there to sing? I went on my in myself. Don't y'all go in self. I got it there in self and all I could do. Look out in the audience. I have to laugh. I have to look out in the audience at the thousands of people. It wasn't no handful, it was thousands. First thing, I looked around, my legs started bumping together. My knees started to bump together. I said, Lord, I cannot do this in front of all the people. Somebody told me, what you come for? And a man got up there and did the same song I did. And ooh, he made me go out of shame. He sung so good. And the Lord said, now, look how you went in there looking at some people. And look how you made a fool out yourself. I went home and I thought about it and thought about it. And he said, I want you to sing to me. And I looked out my kitchen window and I seen the wind taking all the paper and the leaves and everything. See it twirling around. He said, look. He said, you can't see nothing but the stuff out there running around. He said, you can't see that wind. He said, see, you went in there as yourself. But when you do something for God, you don't have to worry about nothing else. Do it for God. And this might be to encourage somebody. But Pastor, God got you on the run. You're a runner for Christ. Mm. See, the devil's setting up stuff too. But if you look over to the left, he wants you to look in front of you. Watch in front
Thank
of you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look back. Don't care what nobody say. keep looking to the front. Keep looking to the front. God got you. Brother Andre, Pastor Andre, I never seen nothing like it, but God got you. I said, ooh, he changed every time he get on the front line. I see I hear a change in him. God is doing something for you. It's a night. Well, y'all, half for y'all, what y'all doing on that prayer line? I said, come on there and see.
Amen.
And then they say, isn't that mandatory that I have to come on that prayer line? I said, the word of God say, whosoever will, let him go. I said, you ain't going to sit there and beg nobody. He said, whosoever will, let them come. Can I get a witness to that?
Amen.
We can't go with nobody. So I just want to tell y'all, I'm finna wrap
come
it
in
up.
With
a
side ball.
That's right. So I'm finna wrap this here up and tell you all, keep on looking forward. Look towards the hill.
Amen.
It's just like where Apostle came from that I believe was 91 Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in that chapter. 91 Psalms. David, I believe he got a lot out of that 91 Psalms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God used David in Psalms. He told us to look towards the hill from where it's coming to our help. So my help and my strength come from the Lord. He said, I took your sight. You might not know how to read. My husband used to say, you just resting on your limb, or whatever that is. That means what I've been taught from coming up as a child. Your loins. You just resting on your loins. Well, as long as I ain't telling nobody to go out there and rob a bank and do things that's ungodly, I'm going to rest on my loins. I'm going to remember where it came from, the word of God. So it's possible the second day I did it. But God, he says, speak. Open up your mouth. And I'll speak to you. Let me use you.
Yeah.
I thank you because God is in control. So he's doing something on his mind. He's doing something, hallelujah. Because he's in front of us. And he wants us to keep looking forward. And looking towards the end. From where it's coming to our help. And he's blessing us every day. Whether we know it or not, that's why I don't need my blessings. Because whatever I bless, I done got it back, and I'm still getting it back in double fold. And I'm waiting. But that mansion in the sky, if I don't get it down here, it's up there waiting on me in the sky. So I want y'all to pray for me. Did I grow strong? I feel strong. So yes, I grabbed my lift, and that lift almost took me up to the top. I'm getting stronger because of the prayers of the righteous prevailing much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody praying for me.
Yes,
hallelujah. Miracles is being given out, and we gotta work. Y'all, we gotta work. God is gonna do some healing through somebody. He gonna do some healing, and I didn't hear it. He said, I'm gonna do some healing.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make a believer out of somebody, even on your land. He said they're going to come back and testify and say how God raised them. It might be me.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm going to do some healing. He said, I'm going to do some dancing. He said, I'm going to do some miracles. And I'm going to give to the people that don't got nothing. He said it.
Hallelujah.
He said that he's not a God to the left.
Hallelujah.
And he do not have to confess anything. He said it. He told me. I was laying
Hallelujah.
Down and he
Thank
told
you,
me.
Thank
he
you,
said
Lord.
People
Hallelujah.
Supposed to be healed. He said people supposed to be driving around in Bentleys. He says people supposed to be hiding money. Somebody's supposed to be healed. He said these is the
Hallelujah.
Last days that he going to pour out his spirit. So now he said, whosoever will, let him come. Come believe it.
Hallelujah.
The Lord saved me. Why should I be bound? He told me to speak
Hallelujah.
His word, whether people like it or not. He told Jeremiah was a little boy, a child. He said, I'm a child. I can't speak that. But God touched him on the mouth. Didn't he, y'all? He was telling him, well, just speak well. Let me speak through them tongues of clay. When he touched him on the mouth, he was telling him, let me do it for you, Jeremiah. Let me do what you can't do. Then like he told Jonah to go down there. Jonah said, nah, I just talked to the most stiff-necked people. And he'll go back down there. He said, you going? Jonah said, I want to go back down there talking to them. But God knows who was going to be saved and who wasn't. So he said, Jonah, you going? So Johnny, well, let me get on the ship. I'm going somewhere else. I ain't going down there. It's kind of funny because he sent him a limousine, y'all. God sent Johnny a limousine. So Johnny said, well, I'd rather die before I go down in Nineveh. I'd rather die. So Johnny was rehearsing, jumping down to the bottom of the sea. That big limousine pool up there. I know what it was. But I call it a limousine. Because he got there quicker than he thought to the minibus. Hey, God, why? He said, you going to get there quicker than you think, Jonah. You ain't going to the bottom. But I'm going to send you a limousine. I call it well, a limousine. So that well called him in town. But that well still say, I'm going to spit you out where you supposed to go. So we can't hide from God. I'm just saying what God told me to tell you. Be ready, because I see miracles. And I'm blind, I see miracles. Even with my eyes, I'm blind, but I could see miracles. I'm blind, but I see things that I wasn't seeing. I'm blind, but I see God in the spirit. I see things finna happen on this line. But we got to press and press and press. We got to take it till we make it. That's the name of my message. Take it till you make it. Don't fake it. Take it till you make it. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know we had a good message coming, and we still do.
Amen.
But we just got to
Somebody
take it
praise
till we
God.
Make it.
Amen.
Pray my
Somebody give
the
God
Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 I didn't have this strength. It seemed like my bone was getting, you know, fixed in one condition. But God said, keep on doing what you're doing. And I hear prayer. Like I said,
hallelujah.
The prayers of the righteous prevail in much.
Come on.
Aware. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a youth, sir, and say aware. Miss Elena. He sent me her. She's an activist. She went down there and she told him, she said, I want to see her out the bed. I want to see her walking around. Y'all listen to what y'all did. Y'all prayers did that.
Thank you,
y'all
Lord. Hallelujah.
Y'all prayers is the right person here. Y'all prayers.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the cool
y'all
prayers
did that. And they want us off
thank
the line. Satan, you a liar. You ain't fit to get us off the line.
Hey, double bookout about that. Hallelujah.
Blessing, favor, and increase.
Yes, my
hallelujah.
In a time to start in the
hell.
In a time. You know, when old Muhammad Ghali, get out there and put him down, they throw it in the towel. It ain't time to throw in the towel. We got to keep doing the Lord all the way. Pray my strength in the Lord. Keep praying for me. Because I'm telling you, I'm on one. I would have been on the phone. Blah, 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 blah. He said, no, you got to get on that prayer line. I'll be on here. But it was time for me to say something. Y'all pray for my Lord today. I love you all with the love of God. And God's going to keep on blessing. God bless you all.
Amen. God has opened the mouth of mother. Amen. Hallelujah. She got a story. Amen. The key of glory is that you got to have a story. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. These people that's jealous of the glory don't know the story. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on now. But tonight, amen, we're talking about the vaccine tonight because, you know, there's a whole lot of talk going on. But how many know that truth will always stand out? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And truth can only be validated by the word of God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The only real truth is the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And if the word don't validate it, then it ain't true. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're thanking God tonight because God is saying that whatever I've spoken to you, hold on to it in your spirit. Everybody not holding on to what God has said. Come on here, somebody. And then people come up there hearing God, but it's contradictory to his word. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God would never deviate from his word? Come on here, somebody. How many know that God would never deviate against himself? Come on here, somebody. Because God said, me and my word are what? One. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so I want everybody to be encouraged tonight because God, I just hear in my spirit, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's saying, stand. Stand. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 6 right quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There we go. We're going to question and answers and comments. I just want to hear Ephesians 6 right quick. I was just waiting on the Holy Ghost to tell me where he wanted me to go from here. Stand. Uh,
Glory to God. This is, I believe, where God has us right now. And this is what I hear the Holy Spirit saying to me right now. He says, your power is in your stand right now. He says, and you're standing powerful in me right now. Come on, here, somebody. God says he's proud of our stand. Somebody give God praise. Glory to God. That he is helping us to stand in this hour. Amen. That
hallelujah.
We're able to stand for him. Because everybody's
hallelujah.
Standing for the Lord right now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Some have relinquished their stand. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, say, I'm going to stand. I'm not going to relinquish mine. I'm going to stand, glory to God. I'm going to stand for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's all
amen.
You
amen.
Stand. Come on here, somebody. Don't you let go of your stand, somebody. Amen. I'm telling you right now, stand, I'm going to put you out of our Sunday. Stand because God is standing with you. Glory to God. How many know we can only stand
yes,
and God is standing with us? How many of us are in Ephesians chapter 6
yes.
right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody there?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen. We're in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Hallelujah. I want to start from 10. Everybody ready?
Amen.
How many know that decided? Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10. How many know that our decision to not to take the vaccine is a stand? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I stand.
Ephesians.
Amen.
Chapter 6, verse 10, and the word of the Lord reads, and it says, finally, hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, that finally means something. Finally means
yeah.
when you get to the end of a thing. Come on, it's a finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be fine. Strong in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. When you didn't let everything
man,
you know to do, then finally be strong in the Lord. That means you can't do no more. So that means you just got to be strong in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And in the
man.
Power of his might. Come on here, somebody. Now, in my version, it says, and in his mighty power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. And in his mighty power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying this is the time for us, amen, to be strong in him and in his mighty power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Or in the power of his might. Amen. Any way you look at it, be strong in the Lord. And in his mighty power. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that our God got all power? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we talked about him having all power, but now we got to know he got all power. Come on here, somebody. Amen. No matter how much power the devil got, he got more power than God. Come on here, boy. I didn't hear what they talk about me, boy. Hallelujah. He got some power, but he ain't got the power that God got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying be strong in the power that's in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you glad that you got the Holy Ghost tonight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the Holy Ghost give us power? Come on here, somebody. And so God said be strong in the power of his might. Be strong in the
yes.
power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. And then in verse 11, it says, put on the full armor of God, or the whole armor. How many know that half an armor won't do? Come on, here, somebody. You got to put on the whole armor.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't put on the whole armor, then you ain't ready. You ain't ready to fight. Come on, here, somebody. You got to be dressed to fight. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of us are trying to fight, but we ain't even dressed to fight. Come on, there, somebody. Hallelujah. You know that old saying, you dressed to kill? You got to be dressed to kill the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, says, big boy, you got to be dressed to kill your enemy. Come on, there, somebody. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. How many know you can't even stand if you ain't dressed? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then God is saying you got to dress so you can be able to stand. Come on here, somebody. The reason why a lot of us is laying down is we ain't dressed. Come on here, somebody. How many know you got to be dressed in order to fight the devil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You just can't fight the enemy. You got to put on the whole armor of God, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody give God praise right there, right there. See, the reason why you still standing is because you dressed to stand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to be dressed, amen, to be able to take the devil and his mess. Come on here, somebody. You got to be dressed, amen, to take care of the devil and his mess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, against the devil's tricks, against the devil's tactics, against the devil's schemes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12 said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that the devil you fight ain't flesh and blood. Come on here, somebody. Even though they use the flesh and blood to fight against you. Come on here, somebody. He uses flesh and blood to fight against you, but it ain't flesh and blood you fighting against. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. Oh, the enemy is using flesh and blood against us, but it's not flesh and blood we fighting against. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so we can't look at the person more than the devil that's using the person. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. That's it right there. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the person, you will miss the devil that's using the person, and then you start getting in the flesh. And before you know it, you got flesh fighting flesh. No, you want spirit against the flesh. Because how many know that the Holy Spirit can take care of any flesh? Come on here. Hey, y'all, the Holy Spirit can take care of any flesh. You got to look past the person. It's the devil. I'm going to bind you up in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, and you're not going to be able to operate against me because I see you not able to go down my son, though. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, devil. And you got to bow to the word of the living God. I'm not sorry. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, somebody said, stay focused, neighbor. Stay focused, neighbor. How are you? Stay focused. Don't let the devil get y'all focused. Come on here, somebody. Knock that devil in the head. Don't worry about the individual. Get to the demon that's using them. Come on here, somebody. Because if the demon in them can't use them, guess what? They're going to be rendered helpless. Glory to God. Why? Because they can't do nothing. Because you just bind their devil up, glory to God, so they can't work nothing against you. What can they do when the demon or the unclean spirit in them can't work? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, let us not forget, beloved, that the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. Come on here, somebody. It's not carnal. It's not natural. God says, stay in the spirit. You're going to be able to overcome the things of the flesh. You're going to be able to beat that devil in the head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because you didn't get in the flesh. You stayed in the spirit. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I feel victory, Father God. I feel victory, glory to God. Verse 12 said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Come on here, somebody. But against the ruler. Somebody say ruler. Come on here, somebody.
Ruler.
How many know that rulers is talking about government? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's talking about government. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we got to wrestle against government. Come on here, somebody. Demons that are controlling the government. Come on here, somebody. Oh, listen to what I heard the Holy Ghost say to me.
Hallelujah.
Listen, listen, child of God. Listen to what the Holy Spirit just told me. He said, listen. He said, but you know what? When you pray, you're able to overturn whatever they're trying to do.
Amen.
You didn't hear what the Lord just said to us, beloved. He said, every time you pray, you overturning what they're trying to do. That's why nothing is working, because the prayers of the righteous avail more. I'm trying to let this thing go, but I'm too wrapped up into it, child of God. God has said, don't you stop praying. Every time you pray, you're affecting
something.
Every time you pray, you're not going to be mad. Thank you. Every time you pray, every time you pray, they're trying to wonder what happened. Come on here, somebody. But what happened is that when prayer went up,
amen.
And when your enemies are losing, they fighting for you.
Hallelujah.
Do you got the war clothes on, glory to God? We in warfare right now.
Hallelujah.
It's against the authority, God, against the power of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the Somebody sing God of a praise right now. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Look at
Ukulele. 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 Ukulele.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
just
to
be able to stand our ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many know that ain't a lot of people standing right now? Come over here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't think y'all heard me tonight. I said, how many know that there ain't a lot of people standing right now? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says, I'm looking for those to stand. Double go, y'all about son, though. Hallelujah. I'm with my people that are standing for me in this hour, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why ain't no quitting us. Come on here, somebody. That's why ain't no relinquishing us, because we're not looking at giving up our stand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, we can't stand with God and we can't stand with the devil, too. Come on here, somebody. People trying to stand with God and they're trying to stand with the devil. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that we got to make a choice. Come on here, somebody. You can't stand with both.
Amen.
You got to stand with one of both. Oh, y'all not my Sunday. Hallelujah. Oh, that should have been a praise right there. That should have been a praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why? Because when you the main joke stand, glory to God. You ain't scared of nothing. Glory to God. Why? Because you know whose side you on, and you know who you ride with. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of us are you is praising God tonight, but you riding with him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God another praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let me just go through this right quick, and then I'm gonna wrap it up. Verse 14 says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Come on here, somebody. Make sure you have the belt of truth on. Because that's going to help you to fight the devil. Come on here, somebody. Because he's a lying demon. Come on here, somebody. And the only thing they can put him in his place is the truth. Come on here, somebody. You know the highest degree is a black belt, right? In martial arts, right? Amen. Glory to God. But really the highest belt is the belt of truth. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish I could. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would praise it with me right there. Glory to God. To see, when you get that belt of truth, oh, glory to God, then you the highest degree, glory to God. That means you done killed a whole lot of demons. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you dressed to kill. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, you got to be dressed for this. Come on here, somebody. A lot of them left because they weren't dressed for it. Come on here, somebody. They just tried to fight the good fight of faith, but they wouldn't dress to fight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it's having your belt of truth buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Come on here, somebody. Not only do you have to have on the belt of truth, but you got to have on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protects the heart. Come on here, somebody. So you won't be able to get hit in the heart, amen, with all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Come on here, somebody. Hey, you got to have the breastplate of righteousness. Come on here, somebody. With me now, you got to be in right standing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So if you walking in Yahshua, you got to make sure your feet is charged with the gospel of peace, the good news of peace. Come on here, somebody. You can't be walking
amen.
In war and turmoil. Amen. If you walking in Yahshua, your feet got to be charged with the gospel of peace. Come on here, somebody. Even though I'm carrying a sword,
amen.
I come in peace. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. Somebody need to take the shield of faith up. So that's
hallelujah.
Every accusation that the devil trying to throw against you, when you throw your shield up, it don't hit you. Come on here, somebody. How many of that the devil
come
likes to
now.
Accuse? Come on here, somebody. But when you got your shield of faith up, amen, boom, boom, they just bounce it off. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
He can't
come
hit you.
On now.
And when your shield is up, come on here, somebody. You got to have your shield up.
Yes.
Because the Bible says,
yes.
The
yes. Yes.
Witch. Every dirt of the wicked one. I like what this verse says.
Yeah.
It says, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. It said extinguish. So that means that it's going to put the fire out. Come on here, somebody. Your shield of faith is able to put the fiery darts of the devil out. Come on here, somebody. Give God a fire.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You giving the devil a praise? Tell the devil, say, devil, you can't touch this. Hallelujah. You can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
But you can't touch this, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what else you touch. You can't touch this. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. And then verse 17, and I'm about to wrap it up with this one right here. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, the helmet of salvation protect your mind. Come on, this one. Hallelujah. I mean, you need God to keep your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what the God says, take the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. Tell somebody, you saved, neighbor. Hey, get it in your mind. You saved, neighbor. You're saved. I'm saved tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you gotta save your mind. Say, mind, you saved now. Come on, hear somebody. Save your mind. You saved now, mind.
Hallelujah.
God gave you a new mind. You saved tonight. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got my helmet on, neighbor. Hallelujah. I got my saved mind on, neighbor. Hallelujah. I got my helmet on so the devil can't fuck me in my mind. Glory to God. I'm saved in my mind. Come on, hear somebody. Not only is my heart saved, but my mind is saved. Hallelujah to God tonight. Is that why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus? You got to let that mind be in you, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, keep your same mind on. Keep your same mind on, neighbor. Hallelujah to God. To that boy,
amen.
I'm like preaching tonight. Keep your same mind, neighbor.
I won't.
I don't care what the devil tells you. You same, glory to God. You same. You same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then you got the sword of the Spirit. Tell somebody to cut that devil up. Every time he comes, they cut him off. If you see him walking, cut him off. He don't go stando. If he walks by you, cut him off. He don't go stando. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I mean, as the Bible said, for the word of God, amen, it's a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. You got a two-edged sword, neighbor. Cut it. Never thunder. Don't play with it. Cut it. You know, thunder. If I was Spanish tonight, I'd tell you to shake it. I said, shake that nigga. Shake it. You know, thunder. If you see him on sight, shake him. You know, thunder. Woo, there's a Holy Ghost hit out on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Come on, here, son. How many know that the more sharp you get in the word, the more sharper your knife is? Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. The more sharper your word is. Don't even come by me. Don't even come by me, devil. Glory to God. My word is so sharp. If you rub against me, it'll cut you. Come on here, somebody. If you was in my vicinity, you could get cut. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
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 Devil.
Hallelujah.
I know. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank Hallelujah.
You, Lord. We praise the Lord tonight. Come on, lift your hands and give God praise
Hallelujah.
And glory to
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word, God.
Be blessed. Glory.
Tonight, darling.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight, y'all. He reigns. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. It didn't happen because you still standing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, God finna reward us because we didn't let go of our sin. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, yo, yes, Lord, I would say that everybody that took the vaccine, amen, you relinquished your stand. Amen, you didn't hold your ground. God said you should have stood. We got to stand. We got to stand, especially if we stand, we believe in God. Now, for those that say that they not believe in God, amen, they did what they were supposed to do. For those of us who stand, we believe in God, we were supposed to stand. Amen. On the word of God. We're supposed to stand on God's promise. We're supposed to stand on his anointing. Come on and give God praise. We weren't supposed to stand. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying for those who's still standing, God says, I'm standing with you now. I'm putting my super on your natural. Come on here, somebody. You get in to see my power and my glory. Says the Lord of hosts. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Somebody give God a praise.
Bishop.
Glory
yes.
God.
Can I share something with you what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me as I was praying? God said they lied. They said they trusted me, but he said they didn't stand. He said they took the vaccine because they didn't trust me. That's what the Holy Spirit said.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey! Somebody give God praise for his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in heaven, that all to stand. I mean, we got to do everything to stand. Come on here, somebody. In our heaven, done all to stand. See, so, amen. They didn't do all they could to stand. Glory to God. You got to do everything to stand. Glory to God. You got to, amen. No matter how you feeling, Lord, I'm going to stand. No matter how it look, Lord, I'm going to stand. You got to do everything. Come on here, somebody. Can I say everything?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say everything. Hallelujah. You got to do everything to stand, neighbor. I mean, you got to do everything that's in you to stand. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, tonight. There's a blessing coming. There's a blessing coming. There's a blessing coming. We thank God tonight. We thank God tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Going ahead,
Elder. Amen. Bless God on tonight. It's a blessing on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you say, well, I hear you say that every night. Hallelujah. Every night you say it's a blessing coming. But guess what that means? It's getting closer. It's getting closer. And it's getting closer. Glory to God. Every time we say it's a blessing coming, it got that much closer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe that thing on tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blessing is on its way. Glory to God. If we just stand on his word and don't compromise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the season when we got to stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. They say if you don't stand for something, that means you are foul for anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
For anything.
Hallelujah. The Lord says, if you don't stand for something, hallelujah, you won't fall for anything. Hallelujah. Stand on my word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. praise God. Stand on my word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he say, I got it. Glory to God. Do you not know that they saying now that vaccination shot is affecting your immune system all the way around? Praise God. You got to get a booster shot. You got to get a booster shot. Amen. Just to boost up the coronavirus vaccine so it can boost up your regular immune system. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
Praise God. Wow. We got to stay in God, people. Praise God. Hallelujah. They think it's hocus pocus. They think it's crazy. I heard them talking on TV talking about, they think it, they say, we saying if you die from it, you just ain't have enough faith. Praise God. But that's what, ain't that what the word say?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what the words say, hallelujah. When you give up, your body give up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to stay focused on the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the praise woman says. The Bible says that you can poison my drink and I won't be affected by it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that you can pull the trigger. You can pull the trigger. Hallelujah. But it won't hit you. It won't prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy does. Hallelujah. Amen. He cannot come against the power of God. Glory to God on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, that his word will never come back to us full. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. You know what he told Joshua? Hallelujah. He told Joshua, like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord wanted to tell somebody tonight, just like I was with Moses, just like I was with Joshua, just like I was with Jesus, just like I was with Paul, hallelujah, my Holy Spirit is with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means I'm a part red seed for you. Glory to God. I'm going to have a man of fire from heaven for you. Hallelujah. We're going to take over the promised land together. Glory to God. We're going to eat a milk and honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm God. Watch this. The Lord say, I'm God. If I go somewhere, I'm going first class. Hallelujah. And you riding with me. That's what he just said. He said, you riding with me. Don't settle for nothing less than the best. I'm God. Hallelujah. He said, say it again. He said, don't settle for nothing less than the best. I am God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. He said, I told David, wow. I gave you your master's wife. I gave you your master's land. I gave you your master's house. And if that wasn't enough, I would have given you such and such. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, the problem is, oh, Lord, glory to God. He said, the problem is you selling for the such and such. Hallelujah. You're passing up the houses. You're passing up the land. Glory to God that I got for you. And all you want is the such and such. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he say, I'm trying to give you the whole pie. Now you just want a piece of this pie. I'm trying to give you the whole pie. You know how many pies I done cooked? Glory to God. And you just want a slice of one? I'm trying to give you a whole pie. I'm trying to give you the cake with the whipped cream and the cherry on top. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to get it by the slice. You can get the whole thing. Glory to God. If you stand on my word and don't compromise my word, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly for the living of Lord. Hallelujah. After we put on the whole armor, all we got to do is do everything we can just to stand on what you've already said, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, glory to God. We going to stand on that word. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to do something big, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is getting ready to do. I know a lot of prophets, a lot of preachers, they get up and they say it all the time. Hallelujah. But they saying it for sure. Praise God. This is real right now. This ain't a cliche. This ain't nothing we just saying. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Lord say, I'm getting ready to do something big. Oh, glory to God. And he say, it's small to me, but it's going to be big to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be big to the people around. He say, I'm going to bless you where your naysayers will see. People you went to school with. Teachers that taught you that said you wasn't going to never amount to them. You going to see me raise you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We in that season when the people up that were on the corner you used to hang with say, you might as well keep hanging with us. You're going to end up in jail anyway. Glory to God. Jail or jail anyway. You might as well stay out here, God. I'm going to elevate you where they can see you. Why? Because I want you to be an example. Why? Because I want them to know, just like I saved you, just like I saved a wretch, a dirty wretch like you, I can save a dirty wretch like them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight for his word. Hallelujah. Let's stand on it tonight. Praise God. All these weeks, you ought to know it by now. Glory to God. If you don't know nothing but Psalms 100, you know some of that word, glory to God, and you need to stand on it on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for what God is doing. Hallelujah. God rewards those who are faithful to him. Glory to God. If you're faithful to him, that means you're standing on his word. Glory to God. If you're obedient to him, that means you moved when he said move. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word of God. We thank God for the man of God that brought forth the word. Hallelujah. Don't forget to sow your seed. We got to remind you to sow your seed. If you haven't sown it already, praise God, get your seed in the ground. Hallelujah. So God, amen, can produce a harvest in your life. Praise God. I gotta release this real quick. The Lord talking to say. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to ask you to do something. Hallelujah. That ain't going to make no sense. Glory to God, but do it anyway. He's reminding me about the walls of Jericho. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The walls of Jericho. He has instructed them to walk around the wall. Hallelujah. And praise him every day of the week. Hallelujah, amen. And then on the last day, when they got through walking, he said, now you got to praise me at the end. Hallelujah. Sound the instrument at the end. Hallelujah, praise God. And the Bible stated it was such a confusion that the wall began to crumble. I want you to understand what the Lord is saying. He said, I did not ask them to fight. All I did was ask them to walk. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, break it down from up. He said, I'm asking you to walk out what I've told you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as you walk that thing out, the wall that's blocking you, the wall, what does the wall represent? The wall was keeping them from getting into the city. Inside the city was the problem. Oh, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. Inside the city was the promise, but in order to get to the promise, they had to drop the wall. Hallelujah, amen. And God said, I don't want you to use physical brute force. I don't want you to use no weapon. Glory to God. I don't want you to use nothing carnal to get this wall down. He said, all I want you to do is walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah, walk. Hallelujah. And don't get discouraged. Watch this. The first Monday, they walked around the wall. Didn't one brick fall off the wall. Tuesday, they walked around the wall. Didn't one pebble walk around. Friday came. Hallelujah. They done walked for 5 days and still ain't nothing fell off their wall but Saturday. Oh, glory to God. When they completed what God told them to do, but wall came down. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord said it's almost the sixth day. Oh, hallelujah. This is for somebody. It is almost the sixth day. All you got to do is keep walking. Hallelujah. All you got to do is keep walking. He said you're not getting it. He said all you got to do is keep walking it out, glory to God. And when you finish with that walk, then praise. Hallelujah. Glorify me. Magnify me. Why? Because you're confusing the enemy. The enemy going to be so confused. The enemy going to fight against itself. And a house divided against itself cannot stand. Y'all don't understand. Glory to God. All you got to do is keep doing what God told you to do. And the wall is going to come down with your praise. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see what y'all be talking about. Hallelujah. You should have shouted right there. The wall is going to come down with your praise. Glory to God. All you got to do is keep on walking it out. The wall in your marriage is going to come down. The wall in your career is going to come down. The wall in your ministry is going to come down. That wall with your children is about to come down. All you got to do is keep walking that thing out. Hallelujah. That debt, that wall with your debt, that's about to come down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you keep walking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. You got one more walk to go. One more lap to go. Glory to God. The Lord said one more lap to go. Oh, my God. One more lap to go. Glory to God. And then the wall is going to fall. Hallelujah. And everything that's on the inside belongs to you. Oh, y'all. Everything on the inside belongs to you, praise God. And then you can go get that stuff, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. You better do everything you can to stand on this word. Hallelujah. Do everything you can to stand on that word. That word says, you do what he said in Jeremiah. If you do right, I'll bless you. Point blank, it's awesome. If you obey me, I will bless you. Hallelujah. If you faithful to me, I will bless you. It is so simple, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We try to make God all complicated. Amen. He ain't complicated. He's just as simple as you are. Hallelujah. You know what you like and you know what you don't like. Point blank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Let's stand on that word. Let's get your seed in the ground. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With another word, because the revival won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't even talked about it. Amen. We just say we'll be back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's what the will of God is. Hallelujah. And we're going to do as we go. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. And he can go ahead and close the thing, amen, with his benediction and the final announcement for tonight. Get back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man of God. Amen. Somebody give God praise for the word of God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For finally, how many felt the shift in the atmosphere? How many felt the shift, yeah? Lord, hallelujah. As we were praising and worshiping God tonight, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God,
praise God.
Shifted us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
She'll be feeling different. Thank God. Hallelujah. Wow. God is
done.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I encourage anyone tonight, show yourself to see as quickly as you can those you have already. Amen. If God is telling you, please do it. Amen. Blessings follow obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially right now. Come on here, somebody. especially right now. Amen. So we give God praise on tonight. Thank you for what he's doing. No more comments or questions tonight. We're going to be ready to pray. Keep the faith of God right now. Amen. Everybody out right now. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight for what I hear and pray. We give you praise and glory tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word never fails. Come on here. Lord, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that you chose us, God, to speak to us. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the power to stand. Come on here, somebody. And then the power to withstand. Come on here, somebody. So we thank you, Lord, that we have held fast your word, God. And we give you praise tonight, God, for what you're doing in our life. God, continue to bless, Lord. It's only... And we thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you tonight, Lord, that your word shall not return void. So we bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you tonight, God, that we recognize that the weapons of our warfare are not. Thank you for the truth. God, we give you praise tonight. He is a defeated foe, and he is a under our feet. Somebody give God praise. He is a defeated foe. He is a
about it.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. And now dismiss. Amen. Peace and blessings to everyone. I love you. Amen. Amen. Peace and blessings, God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings to everybody on the prayer line. Love y'all.
We are free.
presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
are the last party in the conference.
Oh, my friend, but you're also my brother.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean.